Let's hear it for our county executive, Mark Poloncarz.
I thank you for validating the great work that we've done these past 4 years, but as I've said, we're not done yet. The best is yet to come.
Poloncarz began his victory speech as the unofficial results tallied him at 65% of the vote to Walter's 34%, a margin Poloncarz says could potentially be the largest ever received by a Democrat county executive.
There's only two county executives that have ever been Democrats. It's myself and Dennis Gorski. And Mr. Gorski had some tremendous victories in his second and third terms. But it looks right now that my percentage of victory may have been larger. And I think it's just a testament to the work that we've done.
Poloncarz touted accomplishments over the last 4 years. He says there's been tremendous progress in economic development and job creation and improvements to parks and roads. But what's next? How will Poloncarz move the county forward through high poverty and create more employment?
One area that I believe that we really can turn around and bring more jobs to is the former Bethlehem Steel site in Lackawanna. We've already brought welded tube there with 100 jobs and a $40 million investment. But as I said, the best is yet to come. There's more that's going to go on there. I know it. And we're going to continue that investment. We're going to continue to focus on poverty. It may not be something that people think about when they vote, but you can't have a strong county and have a weak city of Buffalo and have nearly half the children that live in poverty.
The county executive promises to keep a responsible government on track, one that's financially sound and no longer in junk bond status. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.